The short story, The Woman Who Falls Down. Morris Crispin's let out a moan. You're in big trouble. Here comes Phyllis. What are you talking about? Here comes Phyllis. What is that supposed to mean? Phyllis is coming into your store, Morris repeated now in a tone to imply that I should know the significance of such an act. She falls down, Douglas. Phyllis falls down for a living. She falls down, and then she sues you. She sued everybody in the neighborhood. I looked out the front window of our ice cream store to see a rather large, matronly woman in her 50s crossing Warren Avenue and heading directly for our store. She didn't look heinous. In fact, she actually looked rather nice and normal. Does she always win? Morris just looked at me and smiled. She doesn't have to, Douglas. Most people settle with her before it ever gets to court. I couldn't believe it. We're open a week, and the woman who falls down picks our store to fall down in. She's a celebrity. Everyone knows Phyllis. Everyone but me, I said, shaking my head in disgust. You're lucky I was here, but then again, there's nothing you can do. If Phyllis decides to fall, she'll fall. Hurry, check the floor. Are there any wet spots? I found myself actually looking for wet spots just as she opened the front door and walked into our shop. What I did then surprised even me, but I was a desperate man. Phyllis, welcome to the ice cream company, I loudly declared and extended my hand to her. How do you know my name? Everyone knows you, Phyllis. You're famous, I said, smiling. I turned to Morris, who was silently observing me in action. His left eyebrow was arched higher than his right and was twitching. I had no way of knowing whether this was a sign of approval, disapproval, or bewilderment, but there was no turning back now. I have no idea why, she said as she looked at Morris. Morris looked away, avoiding eye contact. I understand that you have a severe disability. Now she really looked perplexed. Disability? I'm not disabled, she protested. You have trouble staying on your feet. I'm told you fall down a lot. Now she was staring daggers at Morris. And I suppose Mr. Morris Nosey here is your source of information. Don't drag me into this, Morris pleaded. I'm just here for some rocky road. Right. And you expect me to believe that? Crispins, you're just like horse manure on Mackinac Island, she said, folding her arms in a defiant stance. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Morris's eyebrow was now twitching out of control. You show up everywhere, and you're never welcome. Now she had gone too far. At least I don't pretend to fall down and then threaten to sue for big bucks, Morris shot back. For your information, I don't pretend to fall down. I fall down. And when I do, I get compensated. And furthermore, what would you know about big bucks? She had now reached Morris, and he was going to reach her literally. I stepped between them both before this became more than a civil suit. Well, Phyllis, I think you should know that if you fall down in our store, you'll have to deal with our insurance man. And who's that? She interrupted. Guido of Southfield, and he's quite a negotiator. First of all, if you don't break your leg when you fall, he'll break it for you. And then he'll take 200 feet of rope, tie one end around your waist and the other end to his 14-foot Alumacraft boat powered by a 10-horse Scott Atwater outboard motor. He'll then proceed to drag your butt around Belle Isle until you agree to settle for nothing. Do I make myself perfectly clear? She just stood there, staring at me with a look of disbelief. Even Morris was stunned by my outburst. Now, what can I do for you? She looked away, and then to Morris, and then back to me. I have a single-dip butter pecan. Sugar or cake, I asked. Sugar or cake? Cone, I answered. Sugar, she said. I scooped up one healthy dip of butter pecan, pushed it firmly on a sugar cone, and held it out to her. She attempted to open her purse and said, What do I owe you? This one's on the house, Phyllis. She smiled, took the cone, and turned to walk to the door. Please, let me see you out, I said, as I moved around the freezer and took her by the arm. I escorted her to the door, and as I opened the door, she turned and said, May I come back? As long as you stay upright, you're more than welcome. She smiled and immediately headed across the street to McDonald's.